probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. And tonight with you, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're so glad to be here live in the studio on a Sunday evening doing a show for you all and taking your calls at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 spells out the word free. It's just a little easier way to remember a mnemonic, if you will. But, you know, Free Talk Live is actually live 7 nights a week. Mark, you've been in the talk radio industry for a while. How many other shows are on 7 nights a week, including Sunday?
And if you're talking about the commercial sphere, I think that the only other one is Coast to Coast. They do.
Wow.
They do some best ofs, and then they have other hosts that they bring in, which, of course, is what Free Talk Live does. We don't. Each of us doesn't work 7 days a week.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I mean, you and Ian have got most of the week covered, and then Sunday nights it's you, me, and Brian, and
that's right.
Got rotating co-hosts. So, and we're not even talking about ghosts and stuff. So,
as interesting as ghosts might be, we will talk about ghosts if you call in at 855-450-3733.
Yeah, I would gladly talk about anything that's on that show that you're referencing.
All right, there's some bait for you also. 855-450-3733 is our phone number here on Free Talk Live tonight. I want to start off the show talking about something that, Mark, you brought in for show prep. There apparently is a Republican lawmaker who is shocked, outraged, that there might be some other religions besides Christianity. Is that right?
Yeah. So this story isn't exactly new. It's a couple of months old. But I kind of keep some that I consider to be evergreen for a reason. It's because it kind of shows life in these United States. And
oh, boy. What a sad look it is at life.
And it's not like I'm saying that Republican lawmakers are the only dense ones here. This is just a kind of an interesting way to look at sort of the denseness.
Oh, I think if you listen to Free Talk Live long enough, you'll see that we make fun of Republicans and Democrats at pretty much an equal rate.
So apparently there's a gal named Valerie Hodges, who's a state rep or something. She ran for a state rep in Louisiana. She's a Louisiana Republican. And she supported Bobby Jindal's school voucher program because, you know, people could be send their kids where they wanted. And I tend to support school vouchers myself for this reason. I think it's a step forward, albeit not the greatest step forward in education freedom. I think there are some great arguments against it, and that's fine. But in this case, they were allowing parents to use the vouchers to send kids to religious schools. And Valerie Hodges apparently supported the bill because parents should be able to send their kids where they want. And then she found out that, oh my golly, Muslim parents are sending Muslim kids to Muslim schools using taxpayer money.
That's not supposed to be for them.
Whoa!
What are you doing here?
What are Muslims?
Right? Yeah. I'm not even sure that she thought Muslims existed. I mean, what did she think was going to happen? There might be Jewish people sending Jewish kids to Jewish schools someplace.
No, we don't have any of those in there. It's kind of like the homosexuals in Iran. They just don't have them, right?
They just don't have them. There's no gay people in Iran.
Yeah.
What are Jews?
Right. This poor lady, I imagine the thing is that in some spheres, in some Republican circles, Muslims, the term Muslim is equated to terrorist. It's, you know, anybody who's a Muslim must be a person who is trying to blow us all to kingdom come.
Right.
And must
they certainly don't have children who need to be educated.
Right, and they must believe in violent jihad and those kind of things. And if that was the case, the world's billion Muslims would have risen up and done whatever it is that people fear that they were going to do in the first place. But I just think it's kind of funny here. she says here, let's see, this is the author that's saying this. I actually support funding for teaching the fundamentals of America's founding fathers' religion, which is Christianity, in public schools or private schools. I like the idea of giving parents the option of sending their children to a public school or a Christian school.
Oh, it's the founding fathers' religion.
So as long as it's Christian, then it's okay.
Yeah, and also I got a little news for people who think that the founding fathers were all Christians, because they weren't. And there was a religion that was kind of going around at the time. It's not nearly as popular now as it was then, but this was the Enlightenment period, and this religion was called deism. Now, essentially, deism is the atheism of today. This was the thinking man's religion or whatever. The idea was is that they couldn't put together what they saw in the world with the God of the Bible. And they said
they believed there was some kind of a God, but just not the Sky Daddy kind of Christian God.
They believed, they always use this terminology, a watchmaker. You know, a watchmaker makes a watch and the watch goes on. It continues to click and whatever. Of course, you have to wind it, but whatever.
So basically, God intervened and caused the creation of people, but then stepped back.
Essentially.
Yeah, he's an absentee landlord.
You would there's a lot of people that can't, figure out in their minds why bad things happen and God is real, right? Like, it just doesn't work for them.
Yep.
That was that time frame. Some of those people today become atheists. Some of them become agnostics. Some of them
Keep on being Christians and Jews and Muslims.
Some of them do. I don't know. But they don't really know how to work it if their God, that's supposed to be a God of love, allows horrifying, terrible things to happen in the world. Now, obviously, some people have come to explanations that work for them. But at this time frame, those people tended to be deists. And that's really sort of the case as far as founding fathers go. It was a really popular religion, especially among the elite in the United States. And, it's arguable that George Washington might very well have been a deist.
Was this
arguable.
Something that people might have been kind of closeted about, like not super public about being a deist?
Probably not super public, because you consider that, that Christianity was much more, at that time, was, the lower classes were much more into Christianity.
Yeah,
and keep in mind, if like none of this was really that open, that they were deists instead of per se Christians, these are guys who were very used to keeping secrets because they had to meet in bars to, initiate this revolution that they were trying, against the British Empire. So they're very, very used to keeping things, pretty close to the vest.
Well, hold that thought, guys. We've actually got a call coming in from Jerry listening in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi, Jerry. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention that I'm 65 and I raised three kids and I got grandkids in school now. And we've always been told we could take them and put them in whatever school we wanted.
Hey, Jerry, could you just stop? Could you maybe move back from your phone a few inches?
Okay.
We're hearing some breath noises.
The only catch is that if it's not in your zone, you have to provide transportation yourself, take them and pick them up.
But, so you have to transport your kids. You can't use the school bus system.
To go to a school other than the one that's in your zone.
Right.
So is this a sort of a voucher system where you are?
No, it's not a voucher system. It's just the parents have to furnish transportation. Nobody's ever said anything about a voucher to me.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. Sorry, Jerry.
Didn't like that audio, did you?
No, it was kind of hard to understand him. But Mary, maybe you can call back another time, Jerry.
I think it's interesting, the school thing and what are people's responsibilities and what aren't people's responsibilities, sort of conceptually. I'm of the opinion that if you have a child, it's your obligation to educate that child, and that it's not the obligation of anybody in your community to provide education for that child, nor is it the obligation of anybody in that community to put that child on a bus and send them somewhere.
Yeah.
I get what the value is when it comes to education, but what I fear is that when I see a public education system that exists here in the United States, in generally putting kids out, 20% of which are functionally illiterate. That's on average.
Yeah, more in some inner cities.
In some places, and I haven't quantified them all as inner cities, but I'll bet you're right. It's up to 40%.
Yeah.
And you've got to have some kind of competition to bring things up. Because at this point, the United States is already spending more money per pupil than any other country on the planet.
Right. I think it's worth mentioning that in Keene, the government spends about $14,000 per student per year on public education of other people's money.
Yep.
So could you educate a child for less than $14,000 per student per year? I want to hear from you. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. More coming up. Stay tuned.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 2nd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1295.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1342.30, $671.15 for a half ounce, or $335.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1342.30, $671.15, and $335.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition, and we're so glad that you've joined us today. I'm Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is live every single night of the week, including Sunday nights, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find out more about us at our website, which is freetalklive.com. And at freetalklive.com, the archives of the last week's worth of shows are very easily accessible for you, available right at the top navigation bar of the website. And if you want to get even more archives of Free Talk Live, check out our SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/freetalklive, or even archives.freetalklive.com, which has archives of the show going back to 2006. So there's lots and lots of free audio content for you there at Free Talk Live. And we love it when you share our shows. You know, if you find a show that was from maybe a year ago, last year, or 2 years ago, and you think there's some issue in there that's relevant, we try to make it timeless, you know, even when we talk about the news. We appreciate it if you share that with your friends over at freetalklive.com. And Mark, you and I, and also Brian here, although Brian a little bit more recently than the two of us, moved to New Hampshire because of something called the Free State Project.
Yeah, the Free State Project's a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to New Hampshire, with the goal of seeing kind of what happens. What happens when there's a synergy of active, liberty-loving individuals in one place?
Because the state government gets a bear cat.
Several. Well, I think it's pretty clear that bear cats are being gotten by state governments across the nation.
Yeah, just nobody else really raises a stink about it the Free Staters have. But, yeah, I mean, it is an interesting question. Wouldn't you like to know what happens when a lot of people who explicitly espouse a liberty-loving viewpoint come together and live in geographical close proximity? You know, there's a lot of community aspects to the Free State Project. Some people are into kind of political type activism. Some people are into protests and other kinds of activism like that. Some people make media, try to be the opinion makers of the world. And, you know, a lot of things are possible, and probably some things that we're not even thinking of yet are possible when liberty-loving people are close together. So if that sounds interesting to you, you can learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live. You can also call us on Skype, actually, if you want to call on Skype. The Skype handle to add is lrn.fm, and we will hook you up if you send us a contact request first. You'll be able to call in. It looks like we're going to continue in just a moment with this story about the Republican, what was it, like a state legislator or something? Or
she was running for that, but she's certainly a politician.
Okay, so we'll call it a Republican local politician who was very shocked that non-Christian parents might want to send their kids to a school where they have some religion. So, but we do have a call coming in. This is really interesting. It looks like Randy is calling from St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands.
Excellent.
Hi, Randy. Hey. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I was just listening to your show. Great discussion this evening.
Are you in the Virgin Islands?
Yes, in paradise.
Wow, that does sound great. How are you listening to the show, just out of curiosity?
I'm just listening to the radio in my car.
On the radio? Okay.
Is it through your cell phone or through a actual radio?
Actual radio, AM 1000.
AM 1 what?
1000.
Excellent. We'll follow up on that and find out.
Yeah, so, okay, go ahead with what's on your mind tonight.
I was listening to your discussion on religion and atheism, and the question I had for you guys was, what if atheists are wrong?
What if atheists are wrong?
Yeah, what? And the most atheists say that there's no God and they don't believe in God. But there will be a point when we will find out whether or not there is one. But what if atheists are ended up to be wrong in their viewpoint?
It would depend on which God there was, because if atheists were wrong and, say, Odin was in charge, it wouldn't matter as long as they died honorably in battle.
Mm-hmm.
If atheists were wrong and Vishnu was in charge, it wouldn't matter because we're all going to live in a steaming hell anyway.
Vishnu's not that bad.
So it really just depends on which god.
I was thinking along the viewpoint of, you know, a lot of people are bashing Christians nowadays and making it seem like, you know, being Christian is something wrong or it's an old, outdated viewpoint or way of living. And I always tell people, in the end, we all will find out whether or not we're right or wrong. And I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side. As a Christian, I have nothing to lose for following God and for living a holy life and trying to, you know, live up to the statutes of the Bible. But the atheists, they have a lot to lose if they find out that they're wrong in their viewpoint.
Well, that's where I would disagree, because... And it's fine that you're Christian.
And I'm not an atheist.
Right. I am an atheist, and I know the Bible exceptionally well. And considering the atrocities that God had condoned, or that God had taken part in, created, or even the fact that Jesus wants to come back and wipe out millions of people, even if I was wrong, I wouldn't be an authentic person, and I wouldn't have my own integrity if I didn't stand up against a tyrant like that. I don't want to sound insensitive. I'm just trying to say that somebody that I'm not okay with humans dying, he is. To me, that makes him a tyrant. And so I couldn't live an integral life if I followed that person just because I wanted to keep on existing.
Well, I think your viewpoint is probably a little an error in the terms of you're thinking along the lines that God somehow allows evil or somehow makes evil or just sits back and watch evil happen. God gives us choice. And that's how good of a God he is, that he loves us so much that he allows us to make our own choices. So if you choose to go along the path that is considered evil, you're going to face the consequences in the end. I mean... You love her.
How do I know what's evil? How do I know what is evil?
Well, inherently, we all born with that inherent desire or that inherent knowing when we do something wrong. You don't even have to be.
I agree with you on that, but I totally agree with you on that. That there's this sort of this natural law that exists out there. But
yeah,
to
know.
Some extent, what I found in Christianity is this like, for instance, homosexuality. Christianity seems today in the United States, and I don't know what it's like in the U.S. Virgin Islands, is what it's like. They're wrapped up in homosexuality all the time. I would say that if you didn't. You know, many cultures, homosexuality was natural, and they didn't think it was wrong. So, is God going to send you to hell for that one?
I personally believe if a homosexual has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they definitely will have their part in heaven as well. It's just like any other sin, lying, stealing, cheating, whatever.
Some Christians don't believe that, though.
Yeah, well, I feel bad for them. If you look at the viewpoint as sin is sin, for example, if I'm a liar or if I have challenges or difficulty with telling the truth, but I'm a Christian, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I'm really trying every day to walk away from sin, and I'm really trying to push that lying issue that I have to the side, I strongly believe that I will go to heaven still. I mean, we're still living in a world where we'll be tempted by sin, but we're supposed to...
Randy?
That's what I want. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time, but thank you for calling in.
By the way, Randy's the kind of Christian that I like to have a call in.
855-450-FREE is the number here on Free Talk Live. What if atheists are wrong? What if Christians are wrong? Or Skype us, LRN.FM. More coming up.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't answer! answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-FREE tonight. 855-450-3733 is our phone number. 3733, how do I say that? How's the best way?
I like 855-450-3733 is what
yeah.
I like.
You know, the way the human brain works, it's easier to remember. It can store like seven chunks in the short-term memory. So if you give someone a phone number with seven letters, they might be able to remember it, but it's easier to remember if you make the first like three digits into a number like 450 instead of 450.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So this is the way that Ian and I had originally done it and the way that we've decided to go back because there's been some confusion as to what the number is. Free sounds remarkably like three. I mean, yeah. That's a real problem considering there's all kinds of threes in our free. And so what we're saying is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you repeat something often enough, it overcomes whatever the brain's problem is as far as remembering something. So hopefully they'll remember 855-450-FREE.
And we try to say it at the beginning of every segment just so somebody has a chance to call
And at the end of every segment, too.
Yeah, right.
So I want to tell you, Mortgage Minute Guy is letting us all know that there's a new law that is in the process of being enacted, which forces banks to make sure that your mortgage fits into the U.S. government's standards for debt-to-income ratio. If you may only have 43% debt-to-income ratio. So if you take all the debt that shows up in your credit report and divide it by your monthly gross income, that's your house payment, your property taxes, your auto payments, your credit card, your student loans, bank loans, boat loans, everything. If your ratio is anywhere near 43%, you can believe banks are going to go over this because you can sue them if you get foreclosed upon in the first 3 years and they went over a 43% debt-to-income ratio. So this rule is for conforming loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and this now is the time to refinance or buy your home before this law takes full effect. Because, by the way, the government shutdown is slowing down this implementation. Next year is going to be much worse. 2014 is going to be harder to get a loan just because of the new government rules. Call Roger Schlesinger from Mortgage Minute Guy and his team of experts. Get that mortgage. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088.
All right. Very interesting, Mark. Let's go to Skype where Benjamin is calling in. Hi, Benjamin. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind
tonight?
Hello. Hey.
Well, I listened to last Sunday's show a couple days late, but as I was listening to it, I found myself becoming incredibly frustrated as you guys were discussing a group that was seeking to be a recognized church, because in your conversation, it seemed to me you guys were talking past each other and in circles. And so I thought I would hopefully bring some light to the idea of, can atheists form a church? And then also whether or not churches or organizations should become tax exempt. One of the first things you guys were trying to decide was, well, how do you define religion and church, you know, in a kind of a usable way? And for me, a religion is a set of specific beliefs used to guide an individual in their life, like how they live their life. Some people use Christianity or Islam or whatever it is.
So philosophy, interchangeable
your
term philosophy?
Your personal philosophy. But more than just a philosophy, it's a, you specifically use that philosophy, like you've set it up that I use this philosophy as my guide to living life and interacting with others.
I like your definition. However, I'm going to find that some people don't like your definition because they can say that they have a personal philosophy that does not necessarily have a religious component, in the same way that they collect stamps the same way a person who doesn't collect stamps collects stamps, right? Like, you know, there are stamp collectors that collect all different kinds of stamps, and those are what the religious people are. And then there are people that don't collect stamps. That's what an atheist is. And so an atheist would claim that, hey, I can have a philosophy without having a religious component to that philosophy.
Yeah, well, there's no supernatural component in there, Benjamin. There's no mysticism.
No?
There's no faith.
No?
I just disagree with that. I mean, the definition of a religion. Let's pull it up. I mean, keep going. But
yeah. Well, not first of all, because this is later, but atheism is one thing, and that is the rejection of theism. That is the non-belief, you know, in a supernatural supreme being. Atheism isn't a belief in anything. It's the rejection of a claim. There is a claim that a supernatural supreme being exists. Atheism says we reject that claim. That's all atheism is. It's a particular stance on one question, and it has to do with belief, whereas Gnosticism has to do with knowledge. So, you know, you can have Gnostic and agnostic atheists, and you can have Gnostic and agnostic theists. So for religion, it's mostly you have a specific set of beliefs used to guide you in your daily life. I don't think there needs to be a supernatural component to it.
But, I don't know, Benjamin. So, I just pulled up the definition here from Google of religion, and it says religion, noun, the belief in and worship of a superhuman controlling power, especially a personal god or gods. So to me, and if you look at the definition of a god, that's another thing that people dispute quite a bit. But
so superhuman, just out of curiosity here, so superhuman
controlling
superhuman
power.
Could be anything more powerful than a human.
Yep.
So one could worship a mountain, one could worship a star, like in sun worship, these variety of things. Now, many of the sun worshippers in the past believed the sun was personified in some way. Now,
right.
So I don't want to confuse anything, but the sun is certainly superhuman.
Well, I mean, actually, that definition says nothing about superstition. It just says, like, that actually, oddly enough, I'm shocked that that's the definition, because that allows for scientific data.
Right. Well, it's one definition.
It's one definition. And one thing I found interesting about this is, as I was watching, okay, when you're a parent, you begin to learn all kinds of new things that you wouldn't otherwise learn. I thought I had that science component handled for my life. Like, science is working for me. The little bit of it that I know, I got it, right? Like, I know how to turn the steering wheel in the car. I'm good. But my son, on the other hand, who's 5 years old, is enamored with celestial bodies. Well, apparently, they've just found out that there's 6 times as much dark matter out there as there is matter. Now, if you would have informed 10-year-old humans or 15 years humans of the past of this information, and you would have put it in some way that didn't sound sciencey enough, it would have sounded darn supernatural, right? Like the suggestion that, wow, there's 7 times as much matter, or let's see, 1/7 of the matter in this world is actually real matter that takes up space and has weight.
But we can't see it.
But, well, dark matter doesn't have those things. The properties of it are entirely different. Don't take what my definition of dark matter is. Go look it up for yourself. But it's fascinating that, you know, science has just expanded the world by 7 times. That sounds pretty supernatural to me, too.
Benjamin?
Well, I'll give you an example. And I'm actually interested to meet these individuals when I eventually move up to New Hampshire. But there are non-theistic Quakers. It's a specific set of Quakers, and they don't believe in supernatural mumbo jumbo, as it were. So moving past, I mean, if you want to, most religions, I will see this. Most religions have set forth their philosophy and way of believing using the supernatural to say, see, it is set in stone. You know, there's no arguing about it. But I really do think it's just a specific set of beliefs. But then you guys were also arguing
Hold that thought, Benjamin, because I want to hear more. I'm still kind of confused about the whole definition of religion, but we'll give you some more time. Here in a moment on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Can atheists form a church? Do you agree with that? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a MoneyPack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM, and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
You know, whether or not there is a God, it's probably a good idea to secure all that data you send over the internet, because he's not doing it. Otherwise, the NSA wouldn't have a chance, because he'd just instantly stop them in his infinite wisdom and superhuman power.
I suppose there's somebody out there that might worship cryptography.
They might, yeah, the god of cryptography. I wonder who that'd be. Alexander Turing or Alan Turing, I mean.
The Christians aren't going to like gay gods.
No.
Great point, yeah. And if you're going to, and it's a good idea. I mean, come on, because you have the NSA, and I mean, they're seemingly all-powerful, but guess what? They're not. You can do something about your data, or if there's just some bad actor out there or some cracker, and what I mean by that is a hacker that's not
one
doing
that
nice
cracks
things. I don't mean anything else. And you can get ProXPN. ProXPN, it's a global virtual private network. It works with almost any internet connection. It creates a secure, encrypted connection that all of your data goes through, even before it gets to the ISP. Before Time Warner finds out, you know, before any company sees what you're doing, it encrypts all of that, and it can even make it look like the data is coming from Belize. Well, I don't know if it can do Belize, but it can make it look like it's coming from another country.
I don't know if I believe that.
It's pretty unbelievable, mm-hmm. But
I believe your puns really sticking.
Anyway, any online application works with it. Your web browser, your IM, you know, you name it, it'll go through ProXPN. You have 512-bit encryption. The app that exists, the software for it. It works on Mac, Windows, Linux, Android, and iOS. And if you, you know, one account covers everything you've got, covers all your computers, all your devices, tablets, smartphones, you name it. And it's only $9.95 a month. For again, this is 512-bit encryption based on OpenVPN. Now, myself, I'm a tech guy. I actually run my own podcast called Sovereign Tech. I always tell people, whatever you get as far as encryption goes, use OpenVPN. And this is OpenVPN is their backend. You can get it for $9.95 a month or $74.95 a year. But if you use the code FTL20, you can actually get 20% off that for the life of the account.
So it basically makes it half price off of the sort of the month-to-month price. It's half price if you go annually and use coupon code FTL20.
Absolutely. You'll end up spending about $5 a month on incredible encryption and just incredible peace of mind for the data that you send.
Yeah. It's the kind of insurance you need to have, because if you do get hacked and somebody does, you know, sniff your packets or whatever, get all kinds of valuable information from you, well, I wish you had it.
Think about how much you pay every month for your internet connection or for your cell phone bill if you're tethering your
40 50 bucks.
That's 10% of that to have it all encrypted.
$5 to anonymize yourself like that to add on to your bill, I mean it seems a no-brainer to me.
Huge amount of value.
Absolutely. Go to proxpn.com/ftl and use code ftl20.
All right, we are going to bring Benjamin back on the line. Benjamin, are you a holy troller?
No, I am a methodological naturalist, though.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure what that means, but anyway, so...
If it is an atheist, Stephanie doesn't like it.
No,
well,
that's not what I said.
Well, as a methodological naturalist, I am an atheist. I do hold the position that theism is incorrect, or I don't believe in a god, but... It's not a, you know, atheism is not a belief structure. Methodological naturalism is, and that's just the belief in the philosophical naturalism that it's true and that you should, you know, use the scientific method to live your life, basically.
Gotcha.
That those things are true. It's just a fancy way of saying, I believe in science.
Okay. So you, in the last segment, you were kind of saying that a religion doesn't necessarily have a supernatural component. It's not really necessarily based on faith or anything like that. It's just kind of a set of beliefs and a set of maybe cultural traditions and rituals that tie a group together. So would you say that, if you think that's correct, would you say that voluntarism is a religion?
Well, it depends. I would also say that the religion thing having a supernatural component is generally how it's done and traditionally how it's done. Voluntarism is a philosophical belief structure. If, you know, multiple people got around that and wanted to form some sort of organization, there could be a religion. You could have a religion of voluntarism if you wanted to.
Oh, great Lord, Carl Wattner.
Oh, great Lord.
I'm a Mainer fan. So I guess if we're talking about the Shire Free Church isn't a religion based around voluntarism. It is a church that allows anybody of any belief structure to be a member. So that's a different idea than, so I mean, if you want to be an atheist and be a part of the Shire Free Church, that's cool. There was another story, though, about a group of atheists who got a church. So I don't know which one of these issues to necessarily address here.
Well, in that specific organization, I believe it was the Sunday Assembly, and they have a set of laid out beliefs. You know, they have their three
creeds
or whatever. Yeah, their own little, you know.
Not that a creed matters. Quakers have no creed.
It's important to like recognize, though, that this was accepted in Britain. That's where the Sunday Assembly's from, and Britain also accepted Jedi as a religion.
Why wouldn't they? So did Australia. But I would like to point out that a month ago there was a church, an atheist organization, that was given the ability to organize like a church here in the United States that then refused to do so. They kind of did it as a stunt. You know, they managed to get the recognition, go through all the trouble to do so, and then said, no, we would never do such a thing. And I wonder to myself, what is the motivation behind that? Many atheists, they're probably more liberal to the left atheists than there are of any other sort of political slant. They don't think that any organization should be tax exempt. That their issue is every organization should be taxed, every person should be taxed. It's all fair, fair, fair. So they're coming from a different standpoint than, say, you know, an atheist who might believe in human freedom.
Right.
Ian, is that all, Benjamin?
No, nothing. No, well, as far as the tax exemption things, I think, Stephanie, you're the one who is most vocal about saying, oh, the atheist or other group shouldn't be given a tax-exempt status because that perpetuates the system that supports the state being able to recognize organizations. But for me, yeah, and I think that's weird, but heck, if somebody can get out of being stolen from the state, good. Let's take that and expand it. It feels to me a lot like gay marriage. Technically, I don't think the state should have anything to do with, how people set up their relationships with other individuals. But if they're going to be doing it, let gays get married. Let people marry multiple people. Don't just say, well, no, they shouldn't do it. It seems like a very all-or-nothing position when you say, well, they shouldn't have a tax-exempt status because everyone should. I would agree with that, but that's not the world we're living in. And so we should just keep expanding out who gets them. Atheists should get tax-exempt status, whatever the organization
is. Oh, so then everybody should have to bow down to the government, fill out the proper paperwork, file a licensing fee. I mean,
you're not bowing down to the government when you refuse to pay, when you're figuring out some way not to pay taxes. Filling out their paperwork isn't what gives them power, Stephanie. What gives them power is the money from which to operate.
Right, but, I mean, it is a lot of work to apply for a tax-exempt status, and it is also a lot of work to gear yourself and to twist your organization into something that qualifies as fitting the legal definition of, yes, this is a tax-exempt church.
Churches do not have to file tax-exempt status. Tax-exempt status is only so that they can get out, so that their people that donate can write it off.
Right, but it is a lot of work to make yourself into a church. That's what I'm saying.
Yep. I'm sorry that we live in a world where people believe they own you.
You know, Benjamin, I didn't say that nobody should have it. I just said, personally, I'm really not comfortable with it. It's not something I would choose to do, And
that's fine. I think everyone should figure out as many ways possible to not pay taxes. And it sucks, but that's the way. I mean, you say bowing down to them. They say fill out a piece of paper and we won't rob you. I guess you're bowing down to them. If a mugger comes up to you and says, hey, look, if you just, say thank you, I'll just walk away. I'll say thank you, whatever. Don't get robbed. It sucks. It sucks no matter what you do. It's a lose-lose situation.
Either call the uncle or give me all your money.
Right. I just think it's a very all-or-nothing position to say, well, no, people shouldn't go get a tax-exempt status.
All right, Benjamin, you made yourself clear.
It's bowing down to the state.
Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Does anyone out there agree with me? Anyone out there uncomfortable with filing for tax-exempt status?
I'm uncomfortable with these things. Comfort level doesn't really matter.
Feels like groveling to me.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.